Jim Fleck calling from Waterford, New York. I'm calling in response to Sean Philpott's commentary on Midday Magazine. Although I very frequently agree with his ethical standards, I think that his negative commentary regarding the ice bucket promotion that's taking place nationwide was, to say the least, throwing a wet blanket on a rather lighthearted and very effective method of raising funds for ALS.
My name is Charles Mitchell. I'm calling from Conneaugh Lake, New York. And I would just like to say, in reference to this shootings and police brutality here that we as blacks here in America is experiencing, is something equivalent to what the Jewish people received under Adolf Hitler with the Gestapo during that time period. I think this is something that seriously needs to be looked into, because if it doesn't, it's going to cause a lot of problems.
My name is John from Newburgh. This is a reference to what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri. Someone said, if we do not learn from history, we're bound to make the same mistakes. Back in 1967, President Johnson had a National Advisory Commission on Civil Disorders called the Kerner Commission. I think all police chiefs should be required to read it, especially Part 3.
Hi, this is John Cooley calling from Chatham, New York. I was deeply troubled by Herb London's comment, a totally biased pro-Israeli viewpoint without any of the pertinent background about Palestine and the Palestinian efforts to secure a homeland for themselves, which they justly deserve. I don't mind a conservative viewpoint, but this is one that was completely off-base, biased, and without a balanced perspective. I understand that you want to have a Republican viewpoint on the air, but I don't think he's the right Republican viewpoint for you. You need somebody who is much more moderate. I know he's an intelligent man, but he is so biased that I have doubts as to whether I'm going to be able to financially support WAMC if you continue to air Herb London.